test. This is a test of preparing for recording near Hoboken with Turpentiners Alton Carter and Elliot West on April 18th, 1998. Laurie Summers, field worker for the South Georgia Folklight Project. Test. Test, test. Test. Okay. It's always nice when things work. I said it's always nice when things work.
Yeah. He don't wake them across there, do he?
He's supposed to, but we'll go where we'll restreak what he's done streak.
Restreak it?
Yeah. To show her how it's done.
Might have to show me I ain't chipping in a good while. I'm used to trying to paddle.
Just go right over here.
Oh, yeah. I thought this was over this side. Well, I hate to see it go out, but it's out at Tim time. Where do you say you want to go?
Right over there. He ain't chipped them.
He ain't
supposed
chipping
to.
None of them, there. That's what you're talking
about. Yeah, that'd be good, just streaks.
Streak some of them?
That's a black pine there, anyhow.
I know it. They put up a heap of black pine in here. Yeah. What I mean, you want me to go on this side?
Yeah, just go over here and streak some of these.
But yonder's slash down here.
Yeah, that'd be good right here. We won't be so far away from the road.
You don't want this chip, do you?
No.
It's just a black pine. Well, I reckon it's gonna get full of chips.
Hey, just get these right close to opening.
Chip which one?
Well, I got part of this oak road. Go over here and chip it. Catch.
When we get there, Mr. West, can you just explain again that I think the train got the last one. So just do what you just did, but just tell me what you're doing again and I'll make sure I get a good
recording.
Yeah. Tell me about your tool again.
Oh, this is you can call it a hack, what I'm chipping it. It's a puller, but I chip with it anyway. The tree's got a heap of lighter in it. You have to get about 2 inches to get any green wood.
See, that bed chip sets the fall of the air, and it's taking a lot of bark off to get the green wood. So you've got to go about twice as high as normal to get some green wood.
Mr. West, how does what you're doing now differ from what you would have done when you first started?
What do you say now?
How is what you're doing now different or similar to how it was when you first started?
First started chipping?
Yeah, first started working in the woods as a young man.
That wood hay.
So how I done?
Well, is it different?
There's just some different in it. It's a little bit different. You get less wood now.
See, it'd have a different hack.
Had what you call a straight hack.
It would
I got some to the house, but
it would cut the wood about a half an inch or 3/4 inch deep. But this, he tried to not get no wood, just the bark.
I see.
The new method. And your tree, the old method would slow the growth of the tree down, where this don't. You're not cutting any wood, just the bark.
And the paste that he's using now,
The paste you use now stimulated. Back then, the old bark, old wood hay, you didn't use any paste or any chemicals. They started off using a little acid, then they kept experimenting, found out that it run better, the tree would last better, keep growing. If you didn't cut the wood at all, just use the chemicals. Mm-hmm.
And when did that come in?
Ooh, it came in the early 40s.
What that?
About the acid, though. It came in the 40s.
What was I using? 40?
Last of the 30s.
47. Right. But it was out for 47.
40s. After World War II.
This drink one side is kind of hard for me to chip.
How many do you want in your chip?
That's plenty.
Man.
That's plenty.
We're getting the road out here.
What do you
think? We go down there and chip one of them that he's chipped.
Where?
Right down here. That'll be all right with these.
Right.
Go back over here and get
chip
some of them.
One of them, show you the difference.
I'm talking about the one what he raised.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Can you tell me, too, before we go, about what you're wearing? Is this similar to what you would wear when you're actually doing it, other than, you know, just demonstrating it for me? Are these your
clothes, you know, mm-hmm. I wear about something like this when I'm working. I just put this thing on because these bridges are kind of clean, trying to keep some of this stuff off. But I generally wake in these kind of clothes.
And is there a name for the stuff, particular kind of gloves or the apron that you've got on?
Well, these are what you call plastic gloves. Plastic gloves.
Yeah. We call them turpentine gloves.
That's,
yeah,
that's what
it keeps acid off
keep
of your hand.
Putting that acid on your naked hand.
Are they special? Is there anything special about them to do that? I mean, are they?
Well, you can use it for. Hey. You can use it for this or most anything, but this special for the kind you need to use it on. With acid. Keep them eating up your hand.
It's a special kind of glove just for curtain tie.
But now gloves. You can use it for something else, but it ain't made for that.
Is that hard to get now since there's so few people doing it?
Ma'am.
Is it hard to get those gloves?
No, ma'am.
No?
See, it will probably get hard for the people that made curtain tie supplies. It's about quit for the for when people's quit the trade, there's not enough supplies used to demand a company to keep making in volume. See, that hurt more than the turpentine work. It hurt the people that making the supplies for turpentine by the companies buying the foreign market instead of our native gum.
And you see that block in there?
Yeah.
Kind of bad to chip behind.
You all have a cup of bark and no gum, ain't
it? That's right. I don't like that. I'm so used to chipping the cattle till I'll be reaching for it.
The dip probably did a good job on the tin.
What do you say?
Tin bottom. Cup.
That's
gum right. Running out behind us.
How to chip behind him. I want to streak up and one down.
Give you out right quick. You put the paste to acid or something. I believe he sprayed that, didn't he? What? It rubbed up in a hurry.
Oh, that looked like to me. Let me see. I believe.
He's got two.
It looked like he might be mixed. I don't know.
Let's put this aside to the road.
Let me go back in and get this one. Just right chip, but he's got some bad treat for me. He's using paste on this.
Yeah.
I see he's using paste. Can't get the chip behind him.
What time of year are the boxes put in?
Ma'am.
The boxes?
Well, actually, winter time, you start off down here of putting your cup up, your version, you roast it down, you got to scrape. What we need to do one day, get everything and show you just how from beginning right on this.
Well, just talk me through, just briefly, what you would do.
You'd take a, what we call a roasting iron, something like a straight hoe, and smooth this bark off, and then you'd take your tin in on your bark where it's smooth, and put a streak like this there, and you put your cup under it, just like this. You nail your tin, then put your cup in the tin there, and streak there. That's the way you put it up to begin with. Then when it get up this high, about every year, you what we just call elevate. Take the tin, pull your nails out down there, put it up here, and see how I show you here. See, he didn't do a good job on pumping this. This tin, he done pretty good. But see the crack that he left in there? He should put another nail in there. And the main thing, he should have took his elevating hatchet to hit it and beat that damn crack. See, the first streak, he's laced and locked the gum when he elevates. See, the gum run there instead of the cup. It's got to get enough in there to clog that where they go in the cup. But if he had done a good job of elevating and put that tin up close, he wouldn't have wasted much gum, and that cup would have done a bed running over and ready to dip.
The chipping like Mr. West is doing now, how long in the year does that happen?
Well, it starts about March and April and run to about the 15th of October. Then they dip out, they scrape this off and elevate the cup up again. You do that for the elevated about 3 years. You work the tree up about 4 years. We can show you over there that, what, 4 years. And Mr. West, he worked it all from the beginning to the finish, that okay. Over there. That's the reason he got a smooth face and a good job done on it. One man worked it, and he's a good worker and do an excellent job on producing gum.
Tell me about the new technology that there's being developed at University of Florida with the bags. How will that...
Well, what we do with that, we different holes there, but we take a drill with a gas motor, portable motor, and drill a hole right in the base of the tree here, something like that, a 1-inch hole. Then we put a nozzle in there. We first started off using a 2-liter drink bottle. A 2-liter bottle just screw right in that hole. And it'll run and fill that bottle up. Some of them will, some won't there. But it was so hard to collect it out of that 2-liter bottle till we started trying some bags and a plastic PVC pipe. Then when you get through, you can knock that pipe out and take your bag off and it.
Well, tell me again, you told me in the car, but what is the advantage of that over this cup?
The advantage of that, it's less labor. You don't have to go just that one hole that fill up, then you take it off. It's less labor. It don't produce quite as much gum as this way, but labor's hard to get, hard work there. You can work more that way, and that's once a year you empty your bag. Well, this is every month.
And it also affects the...
And then this way, these nails left in there, that way you don't have this lighted face to lower the grade of your timber up that far. That's one thing that your timber people rather not have, this type of work to chip it. And the other got the advantage, it don't interfere, for it's right down here where they cut it. Anyhow, there's no wasted wood where in this method there is. Just a matter of getting people to use it, getting enough of it, and to market it right. So that's one of the main things. The people here, the buyer shared process, don't want to pay the value of the gum. For that gum there has got the advantage, you got about 38% more gum in your bag than you have here. For your bagged bottle method and bag method, you don't have any water or any of this trash. When this barrel of this, standard barrel is 435 pounds. And when it gets to the distillery, you got about 38% is water and trash. For the other, it's 100% pure gum like that right there. There's no trash or no water, just clear. And they don't want to pay for it, though. They won't pay no more for it than will this, and them are getting 38% more gun. And that's the process. They don't have any competition, and that's why they try to knock our market. For they get that cheaper labor, cheaper gum over there, and they want to want us to compete with them, which we can't. There's too many jobs here for a man to get out here to work for $2 or $3 a day trying to make a living. This, they don't. The market's here for it. We got a better grade, but they don't want to pay for it. See what he's doing with that cup there. That's the old cup the woods cut the salvage wood knocked off and tore up. He's putting it up there to keep the trash out of his gum. He's one of the better workers. He always carried something and kept the trash out of his gum, where the most majority of them don't.
And the biggest time where I find one in the cup, when I pour a foot paddle and knock it out, a big piece. I don't got used to a can of paddle. Can't hardly keep one without a paddle.
Is there a special skill, Mr. West, you were talking before about keeping this hack, right? Is that what this, keeping it sharp and
you
red?
Got to keep it sharp to make some gum.
It makes more gum. See, when he chips it like that, see it smooth and leave it, it don't jag it. See, sharper your hack, the smoother it is. And if a dull hack, a tear and close them pores up, where a sharp hack leaves them open.
That's right.
And run more gum. It's just like taking a razor blade and cutting your finger. And it's staying, see how it'll bleed. It'll bleed though. But you take your old dull blade or knife, and it tears it, and it don't bleed there as much, but it'll make it sore in the long run. But that it's the same principle.
Did you make your tool, Mr.
White? I made this your wood stock. Made my own hack stock.
He made his own stock. This is what they call the stock.
Out of black gum. Out on the black gum like that tree.
Now, could you buy a tool like that?
You can buy the hack stock. When I reckon they still got some. You can buy them,
It's hard to find.
But I just rather make. I never did like to buy stock. You got to remodel it over, and I just make one like I want it, big as I want it. I don't like no little bit of stock. I like one full like this. I make it long as I want or short as I want.
It makes it to fit the feel of his hand.
That's
and
right.
His balance. He's balancing. See, that make a lot of difference in chipping with your weight here, balance right. And the length from here.
And I made now, rings too. I cut it out of a piece of pipe.
That's more or less for virgin and low boxing. Now when it get on up here, you want a little longer stalk.
That's right.
Then get up there, we show you over there. Get on up, we'll use what they call a puller.
I got all that to the house, puller.
How old is this particular hack?
Well, I don't know how old it is. I had it about 3 or 4 years.
That's a stock there, them weights.
But that stock, I made the stock last year.
So they don't last that long. You put them to a lot of...
I'm talking about the hack last, but you can make a stock. It'll last sometime a season, according to how you use it and leaving the weather. Rain rot it. That's the way it is. According to what kind of wood you make it out of and what kind of wood is, you know, solid wood or a sappy wood. A sappy wood stock won't last long.
Have you made it out of a stock out of something other than black gum, or is that
well,
the
you
best?
Can make it out of anything you want, of oak, black, but I'm always make mine out of black gum. I make my puller stock out of cypress. I can make it out of black gum, but cypress, for my puller stock, I'd rather have a cypress.
In your experience, because you both worked for a long time, do most of the really good chippers make their own?
Most of them
tools?
Make their own too. The older head, most make their tools. But the younger race now, they barely buy their hack stuff. But you ought to find the young fella that's making that stock. My daddy, when he lived, he made all of his hack stock. When he wasn't using no acid, he made all of his hack stock, virgin hack stock.
It looks like you've done that all by hand. Did you use any power tools?
Nothing but a drawing knife, just what you draw and drawing knife, to peel it with, and a chisel. And
see,
a bracing bit.
See what it do, you get a bracing bit and a chisel. Chisel that out for this to fit down in there, the rings. Then you drill a hole there that's got a tip on it that go there and hold it. These rings hold it. See, that tightens it up, keep it tight.
What is this called, the blade, or what is that called?
Yeah, that's the hack. That's the hack blade.
Need the ring.
And this is what they call the weight. See, kind of balance. See, let me hand.
Don't let it just slip and cut you now.
No, just
here, wait. Let me just turn it off for a sec. I guess it's. Wow.
See, just yeah. Hold your hand right there. Uh-huh. See how it balances and
right.
feel. It's just handles better.
Right.
If it's balanced right.
Can you hold this, Mr. West, and I'll just take a picture of the. Would you mind just hanging on to that?
Just hold it?
Yeah. Just so I can get a picture of the tool.
Hold it any kind of way?
Just hold it one hand.
So kinda. We can see the tool.
Hold
yeah.
It like that.
Yeah. Take one more without flash.
Yeah. Got it?
Yeah, thanks.
I tell you a while ago, when it gets to the plant, about 38% is that water and chips and straw.
Well,
your bag gum don't have it.
What kind of tree are we working on here?
Slash pine. Hill pine don't run as good. It start off early, but this all in here is slash.
What about the broadleaf?
Longleaf.
Longleaf pine?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Hill pine.
Okay, that's lonely.
It'll run, but you don't you cup it. But actually, spring of the year it start off running more. But see, your long leaf will start catching scrape like that down there faster, and it's not soft and like the slash gum. There's a difference in the grade of the gum.
What about the black pine?
Black pine just don't run. You don't. Do anything. Once in a while you find one, just see where that.
You don't know what black pine yarn, I don't know that, won't hardly run at all.
Oh, see that no way? They just accidentally put a cup on that big black pine over there.
Mr. West, when you were, I don't know, maybe out working a full day, how many of these would you average?
Well, when I was able to chip, I'd chip a right smart of them. Average. Well, here lately I went chipping about 1,000, but now I don't chip that many. I don't know, just 700 or 800 some days.
About 800 by using this paste is a good day's work. Yeah. For slow, you get more to do to it on using your paste. You got to have your paste bottle up and then pick it up. Put that good. But the other way, just chipping before it ever got this. One man would chip or pull about 1,500. I have known up 2,000 a day. This cuts it back about half what the other, but you're saving your work for you only go once a month where you go four times the other way. You got four times of work the other way.
So the acid stimulates the gums where
yes,
you don't
ma'am.
Have to re-streak it.
About every 4 weeks.
See, he ain't got but one streak on these, and some of these cups are full. Let me see that.
One right over there.
That's on the full, and several of them full. They run full on one streak with this base. Well, you got to put two on with acid.
Who takes the cups off? Whose job is that?
The bat usually works that sometimes, a lot of times when you're putting up your verge or start up, you got a crew that put them up. And everybody can't take them good. Like me, I'm old fingers, a hill of fingers. But you got people to put up 500 or 600 or 700 of those a day, and that's a good day's work. Then a lot of times the workers of the winter time take them down and elevate who works them. Then you got a crew that just do nothing but elevate them.
What about the dipping?
Usually you got a man that do all the dipping, and sometimes a man that's working them. They work on shares, they'd rather dip his own.
And what time of year does that take place all throughout the season?
From spring to fall.
And do people specialize, Mr. West? Have you done everything but you're best at chipping, or do you mostly stick to the chipping? Tell me.
Well, I've done more chipping than anything, chipping and pulling together, but I've done more chipping than all that, all the work I've done. And
he have done all of it.
I've done some all of it.
Actually, years ago, before they started all this, they burnt the woods that didn't have this got there. They used to work them more. They'd pull them hard, 6-8 years. The what they call weed boxes with a weeding hoe. They come read about 3 foot around, and in the wintertime, they burn the woods to make it open for the workers to get around in. But that's been out of style for 35, 40 years now, weeding them.
Tell me what pulling is, remind me.
Is it made, this is a puller, but you know, I put it in a hack stock. You got a long stock, you see, and you do it this way, see? Like that, see?
And then you pull it. You walk to the other side.
That's
like that.
That's it. Yeah. See, it's too high for you to get up there and chip. You have to pull it. Then you go on up with it.
So explain to me, what you do when you're first cleaning, putting a face on the tree? Or is that what the term you use to describe it?
Yeah, when you got your cup corner straight, you take the corner there.
Oh, you take your hack down here. See, ain't nothing down here, but you make your street like this, see? And you see hand and cut it. I'm not hitting a nail, though. I'm just making a pile. I ain't chipping, but
you put a streak like that, you call that, and punch a tin like that.
Then you come along again, put another streak, and then it get a little high. Right. That's just the way you do it till it keep going up.
But I still, what's the difference between pulling and chipping?
Well, in a way, I'd rather chip, but pulling is good, too. It just, when it get too high for you to chip, it's better for you to pull. You can't chip it up. You'll be beaten, but you won't be chipping.
The function of how high the face is on the tree.
That's right. Usually, is getting what we call the yearly boxing. When it gets up along here, they start using a puller, a short handle. We call it snatch boxing.
Right.
You put it, just snatch it there. Then higher up, the longer your puller handle. You use your hack till it get up so high till you give your arms that hacking, you know. This is more of a hack.
I have chipped up this high, but I have to do it like this, see? Like that. See? That's the difference. When they get up high, that's what you got to do. You can't make them stroke and place it, see?
But the blade is the same?
The same. This is a puller. That's what you
do. No, that's actually a puller. But the old hack is a...
Oh, you're talking about the straight hack?
Yeah. Old hack there, you know, don't have all of this. It's open in here, and it curves around. And then actually, this is a puller. Some people rather pull up the chip. But a regular acid hack is cut off right along here and along here, about like...
Is that blade something you have to purchase when you make your tool?
Yes. Well, you got to keep it sharp.
You got to purchase it.
File it and wet it with a wet rock, because it get dull. You sometimes hit a nail, a knot, sometimes a piece. You pull a piece out of it.
How often when you're working full time do you have to
If you fix it, sometimes I'll chip mine 2 or 3 days because I fix it, you know, ain't getting nothing but sap. Doubt I hit a nail. But I wet
it. Get a nail or not.
As long as it's, you know, chipping good and don't gap up, you can go on with it. Because sometimes you wake on and mess it up.
You bring all the sharpening tools with you in the woods?
Got it right there in my pocket. Let me see. Right here, right there. File.
There. Just hold on to it.
They showed one of the file. This here's the cutter. This is the cutter. Who would that to be?
I believe it is.
Okay.
You want to, I'll show you the rest of them.
Mm-hmm. Roll cutter. And what do you use the cutters for?
In them corners, like in the corner of the hack, like in the corner there, take that cutter and
cut.
Grind it on rock. You can take a file. Now, this is what you wet it with.
That's the part of the finishing sharp.
Come out here to run me out.
This
a rat tail file, you know, something. I ain't got to have it, but you cut the corner, but I use the cutter more, but I gas it.
Whoops.
This a chainsaw file, what it is. and you pile in them corners like in the corner.
Just hold it up there for me, like you. Okay.
Huh. Earth. Put you on television.
Got it. It's too close for it.
Too close.
There we go. Okay. Hi, I'm Laurie Summers.
That's Eddie B. Robinson. Okay.
Nice to meet you. I'm having a lesson in turpentine here. From some masters, I
think. She's going to get her a crop and chip.
Yeah.
Well, you still working over yonder?
Huh?
You still over yonder? You still over yonder?
Yeah.
You done got a dipping?
About got one.
Huh?
Yeah, about got one.
So how Eddie coming with him?
He's coming along all right.
Yeah.
He ain't been drunk lately.
Not lately.
Mr. West, can you explain the difference of how it feels to you working on a face that you yourself have chipped as opposed to those other ones that someone else had done?
Well, everybody can chip behind their, you know, their own work, own face. Everybody chip different, you know.
So the length of the strokes or the depth of the strokes would just, the pattern would differ from chipper to chipper?
Well, it's, the chipping is all right, but I mean, until you get so high, then you got to turn it to a puller.
But I mean, when you're going behind somebody else and everybody's different,
oh, everybody chip different. Some people chip bad, and so what I call bad, wrap right around the tree, you know, and some short, some long, everybody chip different.
Everybody got different.
But I can chip better behind my work than I can, you know, anybody else. And some people did chip behind their work better than mine, so that's where that goes.
What for you, what's really good chipping? What, when you see something that's well done or when you've done it, what's the sign of something that's really good?
Well, what do you mean now?
Well, you said you can tell if chipping is bad.
Some people just chip different. I mean, you chip a ragged streak, what I'm talking about. And some people chip a plain streak.
Keep the tubes,
yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Started.
Oh, he can get started?
Yeah.
Well, I got a few chips in for you.
Yeah, I'm glad up.
Yeah. I had to chip a few of them over
there. Yeah, I chipped a few cross.
Yeah. I'm finna get in there. Yeah. I got a streak on these. Put gum in there.
Yeah, I see y'all.
They'll run.
You know, gum
just start running anyhow.
They're gonna buy next year, too.
Ew.
Yeah, I talked with them this week.
That pays is flat, do it. That acid just won't do it.
Like that pays out. That's what you're not using. Yeah. One streak is all you need. That's
the
run like
it up there. The pace won't get run it up there too fast. It don't produce the gum either.
Acid?
Yeah. You don't want to use no acid. It burns it.
That's the reason I use pace.
I'd rather use that pace too.
I like that in Florida, and I come back and enjoy it.
You remember the paste that used to mop on it there, you know, with a mop? Yeah.
Yeah, it was rough then. I ain't never mopped none, but all I ever used
mopped,
was a
bottle. It was white.
White like milk.
Yeah, it looked like milk. Uh-huh. I had to make a mop and mop it on it there. Yeah.
Then it'd eat your mop up.
Yeah. They tell me this stuff is designed one streak a month, paste.
Well, I've seen the book.
About 3 weeks of weather's right and everything, it'll fill your cup up.
Well, that's what that man said. It was designed one streak of dipping.
Did you ever know the old man Miles?
Yeah, who were talking about
it? Well, he showed me the book when that stuff first come out, and he said, here's the book here. I said, one streak. And I started using all that, but I quit. Because it hadn't had that metal in the end of the neck of the bottle. Mm-hmm. Every time you put a streak, the hole get bigger and bigger. And then you had to get another neck, and I just got
that plastic one.
Yeah,
they ain't got the piece of metal.
I got one out here, plastic.
It ain't got the plastic.
It ain't got no metal in it.
It puts out too much.
Yeah,
pace,
it get the hole sometimes too big.
Yeah.
So I just quit.
The pace would be just a pencil mark on that. That's all the pace you need.
And put it up onto the streak too,
right.
Not on the face, onto the streak where it's supposed to be.
Is that what you have here, or do you have the acid here?
They got acid too, but I just rather use the paste. Mm-hmm. The paste was on these.
Yeah.
And that's what's in the bottle, is the paste.
That's paste, but that acid you spray at your master bottle and fogs up under there. Spray it. So I got all that kind of stuff to the house, but this to the house, pull-ups, everything. Yeah.
This man come from Savannah, CBS. CBS man came to David's house one time.
I was out there.
You was there?
Yeah, I took my old picture.
Yeah, he took out here. He'll be on TV. Yeah, he'll be on TV.
Yeah, I was out there.
He said they're trying to find out some way to keep on going with this. Trying to find a way to keep going.
They got a way at the. People would buy it, but they want it. They'll buy it if you cut your price in half. That's what Miss Boyette told me Wednesday. Said, if you all make it for half of what we're paying, said, we'll buy it.
You can't do it. You can't.
Well, that's it. They want to starve us to death. But them people overseas over there, they slacking up. Since 88, they dropping every year less being made, and the people quit working. See, one man over there don't work but 1,500. That's his year's work. They make anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 pounds of gum a year now. One man.
One man.
They do a lot, so they got a lot of people nothing to do. But now then, your paper company's going over there. They ain't telling nobody. They cut their timber for they getting it for nothing and chipping it there and shipping it back here. They shipping it into Brunswick every week. But they won't tell you. Claim it's cheaper than the chip of it right here. But with the freight on it, I don't see it. on its way, they just beat them people out of the timber.
That's right.
But I think the government over there is waking up to it. And their people, is the economy is so bad, and the people not getting nothing for the work they're doing. And their people. Companies making so much money off them until I think they tighten it down. But I think that our government here, Congress, they should pass some legislation that the tariff on that would be where it have to be competitive with ours. Anything that they bring in here to knock our people out of work, see, they don't care about our people, they taking care of them foreigners.
Yeah.
But I think it ought to be competitive. See, our gum is superior to theirs, but they don't allow it. See, it's just like that bag gum. It's got 38% more gum per standard barrel than this. So you don't have to but they won't pay you for it.
They won't.
Well, no. See, I had that bunch up first idea. See, I put up 100,000 of them. And I was going to put up 12 trucks, had to get. But when I put my first collection, Mr. Feller said, well, it didn't cost you much, and I can't pay you. He paid me the same thing as that. And I told the boys, I said, let the box and straw fall in it before we get the same thing.
Yeah, box well, there's no use for
well, sure. I was foolish.
Yeah.
See, I bought stainless steel tanks and made special collection things that no metal touched it, no black metal, or no trash or no nothing. But when it got over it, but they had promised me $38 a barrel more. But when I got a bunch up, the first dipping, that was it.
That was it.
So I said, well, goodbye to that.
They could have sucked. They could have had somewhere to put your gum.
They did. They had a special tank and a pump, pumped it out of my stainless steel tank into there. They didn't mix it with that.
Didn't pay you no money.
They don't have to spend the money. See, that gum that I made didn't have to be filtered, but this do.
Yeah.
They had less expense to distill it.
And didn't give you no
to
more.
To process it. No, not a penny. One time they gave me $5 a barrel more, but that one time. Tommy went over there and talked to him. He carried it. And Tommy talked and said, y'all, so we took care of this. So y'all need to give me more money. They gave him $5 a barrel more for one load, but that was all.
I remember that.
So, see, they don't want to pay for a quality product. We could make it if they were willing to buy it. But they admitted, so I understand the other day to one of our workers there, that Wesley Green that worked with the state, mm-hmm. and Grady William, that they seen in the future that it's going to run short on it. See, Mr. Feldham didn't care, for he knowed he was retired. He's already retired. And I'm like Mr. Gillis. He killed a goose that laid the golden egg.
Well, Davis told me that woman down there told him the reason they quit, gonna quit buying this. He said, it still ain't gonna close. Said Brazil, the people in Brazil bought out that steel when they changed the name. When they changed the name of this tar steel from Filter Rogin and went to this other
AXO,
name.
AKZ.
Yeah, that was Brazil people bought
it.
Well,
it is.
And that's what really killing us. They bought it and then they gonna process it, their own gum down, and they don't want to pay the price. That's right.
Well, they expanded the mill. They not closed it. That's mm-hmm. true. Yeah. But they're not processing. Mm-hmm. They processing it over there, shipping it here.
Shipping it here.
She told that Miss Boette. She's the one told me Wednesday that if we had cut it down at half price for that's what they're buying it for, and I don't believe it.
She ain't
said what the freight was from over there here.
Right.
That's what doesn't make sense to me, how they could ship it from that far and it still
well,
be less.
They tell people that, but I found out that it's not that easy to get things shipped back. These worlds of cardboard and computer paper in Nassau, Bahamas, I mean thousands of tons a week. But the freight eat me up from there to the States. I can't ship it, even though we're cheaper labor. Labor's about half of what I have. But I can't ship it from there here.
Well, you could probably tighten up if you had a way to go get it.
Well, how you gonna do it? The tariff will hit you and everything else. You got government regulations there and here to go through to go get it, you say.
Yeah. Good.
Then you got to get your barge and your shipping company.
Steel will cost you.
There's more to it than just going over there and getting it and coming back.
I was thinking
they got turpentine over there in the Bahamas. I mean, turpentine timber, some it's pretty ever since.
I see
and it'll run year round. You know, I brought some back.
You had the pictures. I see you.
Well, I went over and put some boxes up. And it'll run. I mean, year round for you. Never get hardly under 45 degrees in the coldest weather.
They still ain't got nothing over there?
Well, I don't know who putting up them boxes. It's one cup somebody done put on the back of one of them down there, a tin.
Done what?
Right down there, there's a tin that somebody done put on the back of one of them trees down there. I don't know who putting them little few. They put a tin up every now and then in here. I don't know. Somebody must be demonstrating or something.
Must be your buddy, Joe Wall.
Might be.
Way down in here?
Yeah, one of the little brand new tin they put on the tree back there. And they.
Who is working this
yeah,
area?
Yeah, they
streaked
it. Yeah. When I raided it, wasn't there.
Oh,
why don't
somebody?
Yeah, somebody demonstrating or something.
Well, how much you reckon you got here?
About this, I think it's 600 and something in here. It was 800 and something in here. They come here and cut all this timber. And it was 1,200 here.
Uh-huh.
It was 1,200 here, but he done cut out a bunch of that back in here. And it's probably about 900 down now.
Yeah.
They cut more timber than what they're supposed to cut out of here. And wouldn't even wait till I dip. I told the man I was finna dip it the week they come in here and looked at it. Next week he was.
What happened to the gum that was in here?
That's what I saw. I told the man I was finna dip it. He told me the man told him.
All of it's full like that right there.
He told me the man said, don't worry about it. Said he don't want to see him no.
I see you talking with him.
Yeah, I was talking with him. I was talking with him. I told him, I said, I got gum in there.
Every evening, me and Eddie Pass.
Yeah, be talking with him. Trying to get them to not to mess up the gum, and the man told me that they can't look out for it. I said, well, y'all didn't have to come in here cutting. You got plenty to cut. Could have let me dip it. And he said, well, the man told him not to worry about it. And that wasn't no way to do.
No, no.
They didn't even call this man him.
Mr. Ball told me I was so hard to get a hold of, but when he thought there's a nail something, he knowed how to get
yeah,
a hold of
it. Yeah, he know how
me.
To get a hold to you. That's right. They could have called your wife. They could have told her.
Did they cut that on the Strickland Road?
Yeah.
He told me the other day there's some nails over there I need to go get out.
How you get in touch with you to get them out?
Huh?
How you get in touch with you to get them out?
I seen him up here. No. Well, but see, these over here, we'll talk about Tuck Care. And he called me like tonight. He wants men next morning to get them nails out. How long? I sent three men, I believe Cecil and Sammy and who else? Another one with them. And they all day long and found 11 nails in the whole crop. That's just how, I don't know, biased it is or something.
Yeah, I tell you the truth.
It don't look like they ought to mess your gum up. That ain't right.
Well, I told the man, I'm talking about the head man, the man that's over this.
Over the woods?
I said, I got to get this garb out before you send the man in here. He said, we can't wait on you.
Wall told me he told you a week ahead
no, he didn't.
To get them off and
he
to
didn't
tell me.
He went out here and cut some. He cut some of David's budget and happened to go down there one day and David was in there cutting, widening the road out in there, going on right on in yours.
They
you had over there.
Mine.
And he didn't, they didn't even know nothing about it. Joe didn't. When they told me about this gum, the man was sitting out here with his loader. Finished, we had his shelf.
Yeah, I seen you out there.
Yeah, I had been down there. Mm-hmm. He was sitting down there with his shelf.
Well, Mr. Jim L. told me he could take care of it. And he's chairman of the forestry board.
Yeah.
He's this man's boss.
Yeah.
He didn't know it didn't happen.
He didn't know it.
Nobody don't but the bunch right here. See, actually, what happened, he didn't know how much the man cut. He promised the man if he'd come the next day and start cutting, so many weeks' work, not cut. The results of it, he had to cut stuff that didn't need cut to come in. And he shouldn't have come in with that kind of equipment to start with
no.
in turpentine
timber.
Because regular log, these big skidders and feller bunches and stuff and loaders that shouldn't have been in here.
In here.
And the results of it, he had to cut between side the highway, Fort Worth, and every bar pit, he had to hunt strips to let the man cut to cut what he promised to cut. I don't think no contract, no cut of the salvage wood, and nothing wrong with it. Wasn't salvage wood.
Ain't no contract.
Salvage wood.
With no contract.
Well, I've asked Wall for a copy of the contract. He ain't got it up.
It ain't there because if they did, see, ain't nobody even got this salvage wood now. It was in the paper this year. Up for somebody to get.
Did anybody get it?
I don't think so. Ain't nobody bid it on. Ain't nobody bid it on. So it was in the paper.
Well, it can't be much.
It can't.
But I asked him for Mr. Scott's contract. You want to know why? I said, see who's responsible for my cups and turpentine. He said you had time to get it off.
Well, he didn't. That man backed up against these trees with them skitters and tore the cups off. Most of these cups you see in here now come from that pile right out of. He bent up some of them. I told him. I can't even show it.
Yeah.
I said, see this pile of cups here? I said, don't run over these cups.
You see that? And they picked up there. You got some more out there.
He print of them. He just run over. The gum was in them, and he just mashed the gum.
Mine the same way.
Right
down that rider and
catch
everything in that rider, he cut it.
That's right.
Don't care if it's full or what.
The cups is here to show what he tore up. They here to show. I've tore the cups on these trees from right out from out there and raised them.
Yeah.
I mean, raised them and tore cups to them.
Did you want some pitch here or something else, or you want to go with them old faces then? Where he had pulled that's not been worked, that's through work.
Yeah, we could do that. How many people do you have working?
Well, he's the only one
working
any turpentine now for his. That out, we just dropped back. I would have, if I knew, we'd have had another year besides this, but they told me last year this was last year, and I didn't put any virgins up. For it takes at least 3 years to get your money and get any profit.
That's right.
2 years, you can't do it.
you can't
it costs too much.
That's right.
And I didn't put any up. If I knew it had been another year, I would have put the tote.
So you told me before there were maybe 10 or 12 people still turpentining in South Georgia. So how many people would be actually working
how
in the
woods? How many of the tailors is he?
Oh, his, I mean, his 8 or 10 of them. Because he got all his boys helping him. And
yeah, it's a family deal.
Yeah,
there,
whole
but
family.
But these are...
CJ, Junior.
Who's Davis? Eddie Lee and Robert.
Let's see, David got, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He got 5 working for him.
I'd say 25 in the whole state of Georgia.
Whole state.
For nobody else. Old man Jim L. Gillis has got one man.
One man.
And Travis Cook don't have anybody. And there's somebody up and around Fitzgerald or something trying to work a few. I don't know who.
I don't need nobody.
You know. And
it was
Bobby Sessom don't have it there. All he's doing is putting a few bags up, trying to see what he can do.
Well, what about there used to be some out of Florida one time.
There ain't been no Florida in 3 years.
Hey.
Nothing.
Talking about the Tilton?
Tilton. Old man Jack Tilton. He was the last to come on. Round Bunnell down there in Hastings. And nobody in Mississippi anymore, Riles or them or Alabama or either one. Georgia, South Georgia's the only place. And that, see, Miss Boyette said they'd go buy another year, that give this lease all out. That's
yeah.
They're with old ball up here, they got together, they ain't going, that's the reason they ain't letting them over. Trying to have an excuse to not buy.
Yeah.
So who do you lease the trees from?
Ma'am.
This is
state of Georgia.
So are you paying them a fee?
Yeah. Pay them a percentage of what it brings.
Does the people who run the still, do they own any timber?
No, ma'am. They depend on other people.
It looks like you ought to pay for this dog.
You ought to be made to pay for some kind of way. I had my dip buckets. When I came and talked with them people, I had dip buckets to go dip it. And the man told me, he said, you just going to be in the way out there. And they went to cutting that same day in here. And told me, he said, you going to be in the way out there. $3 hit you out there. I said, what about the gun? The man told us to don't worry about it. That's what he told us. The man told him not to worry about it.
That's bad.
Now he thought he should be something done about the man that messed up man stuff like that.
When I'm doing some recording to do a little thing on radio, they knew about this, you didn't know about it. That's why we're out here. But when you dip it, because I haven't seen it, I've just seen, you come out, what happens to this cup?
The cup, you got a bucket you tote, a dip bucket. And you just take the cup off from the tree, like that. Clean your tin off if you got a bucket. So you got a spoon, you dip that in the bucket and get it full. Then you got a drum to pour it in. And that's what, you take the cup off from the tree and dip it.
Is the spoon that you use a special?
A dip paddle, they call it.
Do you make that yourself?
Oh, no, that tempt time. You can. I have dipped with a wooden one. I mean, you know. Yeah, you can whittle your one down and dip with it.
Some job that long time ago when I had them aluminum cup, they wouldn't let you dip in that wooden paddle.
Yeah, I had one dip that's as good as a mellow.
Yeah, it made right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't want that cup bit up with a metal
pad. You're using a metal one now, though?
Yes, ma'am.
And is that's a purchased one then from where?
You from the Tim time too. You used to purchase them, and now I believe now if you don't have one, you'll have to make you one.
Yeah, somebody make you one.
That's right.
Yeah. You can make it out of pipe. Yeah. Cut off a piece of pipe and open one end out, and flatten it, and then have the other part around, and take your file and file it like you want.
That thing that he had in his pocket a while ago, that wet rock, you can't buy them no more. The man told us that to talk still and no more then. That's a wet rock that he wet his hat with.
You have one?
I have one, but I bought it from the hardware. I want one from there. One that you sharpen knives with, wet knives and stuff. It'll do the same thing to that.
One side of it, ain't it? Uh-huh. It's one side of it sharpen like a whetter, and the other side like an image.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got some of them.
Those aren't the same, though. Is that what you're saying is what he has?
It's not the same what he got. I mean, he's made. I reckon.
Mine a straight welder.
He's a straight welder for a hack.
From the plant.
Mm-hmm, from the plant, from the
so
state.
I think I put it in here. It's in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me your name again. I forgot.
Eddie B. Robinson.
Eddie B. Robinson.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thanks. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there'll be a bunch of other greenhorns listening on the radio, too, so
that's
you can
right.
Explain it to them.
What box is that y'all talking about going? The pulling boxes? I hear you say something about some high boxes.
I'll right? Show her them old faces.
Are those, do we walk there from here or do we
ma'am.
Do we drive or we walk?
We'll drive, it's on our way back. Okay.
That's them high one upside the road?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Them old one I used to weigh?
Yeah. I was right up there across the road. We could go down and let her look at them coming back.
Well, it's clearly you cup just like that right there.
Oh, yeah, I picked that up. Just put it over the cup.
We'll go on then. And
okay, well, I'm going to get in there and start chipping in them boys in there.
Yeah, try to
get them next week. I get them all this week and next week because I ain't got no more to chip right now. I'm caught up over yonder. I get them.
I gotta
get these as
soon as I get another
three
on these,
I'm gonna
dip them. Okay. You got any barrels?
Did you get them three back them two?
No, I ain't got them. There's supposed to be some barrels over here, but we had just brought them.
They were laying down here. I was going to ask
you. You know, we had brought more, just brought the tractor to you to dip them. We brought enough. I think 10 or 12 barrels.
I know it.
Should be over here summers if some of the other workers ain't got them.
I believe Judy and them got them. I mean, not Judy and them tailors was working them down there.
Somebody's got a bunch of them.
I'll get some barrels. Don't worry about no barrels. I'll get some barrels.
You'll get some, right?
Yeah.
How much gum is held in a barrel?
Ma'am.
How much gum in a barrel?
Well, a standard barrel is 435 pounds. A barrel, some of them may be a little less or some a little more when you get it fat, but that's what they consider a standard barrel.
Yeah. You might have picked
him
up.
He might have. Let me put my jump.
Mark was smooth off. See that corner streak was there. See, this is growth. See, this is how much that's growed over since it was cut and all that thing there. And let me see, Eddie. Help me see. I believe. Where was it elevated to? Right in here, wasn't it?
Let me see.
First year.
Let me see. How many times they elevated? Three times.
4 years.
Let me see. Some of these nail holes are scraped off.
They are growed up.
Here, one of them. Yeah, no, it has been raised right here. But here, a couple.
Yeah.
A couple of them. Eight leaf chipping along up there. Along there.
You start. See the difference in his chipping?
Yeah, I start
with a pull. See, here, his is more smooth. All
right.
See, this is a. That. Yes, you started where was that?
I didn't care about where I started at, because I started with pulling.
See, that's about 16 inches. And from there. See, about 16 inches a year is what is normal with paste. Now, wood would have been high. See, with wood pulling, 4 years would have been a way up there, 2 or 3 foot high. Yeah.
So you had to use a tool with really a long stump to...
You had to have a long stump to pull it up that high.
So, Mr. West, let me just ask you, this face here, where it's so nice and cut so evenly, is that the sign of...
This here where you put your first street right there.
Right.
And
you
put your... The corners.
That's the first one, like I'm putting that mark down there, and then put on another street, and then you chip, that's the third street there. And this here, the fourth, that's the fifth. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, right on up. You can count the streets. I see it'll each of them. You can count every one of them.
What's the first one called?
Call it the corner street.
Do you use any special tool for the first one?
Most time you have one of those playing hack with the chip with a round deal. See the difference in the street? See that little trench cut in and see that flat there? That's a bark hack cut. That's a deal hack chip that. And that's a bark hack, and that's a bark hack. And then right on up here, we have to put the puller. See, it'll lead chip up to him. See that wide space? That's mine all the way up.
And so the smoothness that you were talking about is one of the signs of something that's a good...
Man.
The smoothness of this is what you were saying is...
Yeah, see, see down there, he is, and you can see how ragged that he didn't connect his streets together good, and there, and wasn't as smooth. If you come on up here, see all of this is a lot smoother.
See the difference, see how it hack even
counts
where he chips, see that? It go right
along
to there.
There, and you can't hardly tell where
one
street.
And then it's plain.
Yes, the difference in the people away. That'll make more gum than that'll make. Difference in work.
That's right.
It's just like anything else. Some people take pride in the work. The ones who take pride in it, no matter what profession they're in, they do a better job. That's the way I think it, the way I find it. And was you going to the Sager, you got somewhere to go to?
Yeah, I do. So.
What time do you?
Well, the sting starts at 7.
Uh-huh.
And my time is flexible till then, but I was going to...
It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
Well, I think we've got what we need. For
ma'am.
I think I have what I need if you need to...
Well, I got some time right on yet. Just I got to carry him to Folkestone
right.
When we get through.
Okay. Well, I think we could go on back and...
Then after I carry him, I got a... 7 o'clock meeting with the hunting club.
Uh-huh. Hunting what?
Deer and bear, turkey. I leased this land from Union Bank since 62. To right around my house. There where people, young people, the people in my area have a place to hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking ahead.
Uh-huh. Right.
Same land in 62 cost me
being used for today.
The turpentine industry is the oldest industry is in the United States. It started out there, people tapping the trees to get the raw gum to patch the leaks in the boat and seal the cracks there. Then they got to distill it, use the spirits to clean off the barnacles off of the bottom of the boats and paint them for it made your paint last longer. And barnacle resistant to anything else they could use. And every farmer used to have it supplemented the income, and they made a little turpentine to buy groceries with. Even though it wasn't much, but there's a market, there's money in it, some extra money to buy groceries for other stuff they didn't have.
Today,
there's a good market for it, and there's a lot of use. See, they got to extract it for pulp. Number now, whether you got more, but the uses is increasing there, but still a good market. But the foreign market is cut in, and it's much cheaper than ours. And the users is using that, even though ours is superior to theirs ahead of ours on account of the cost. And but still. Yeah, they'd pay what it's worth, there'd be good money in it right on, and they'd be worth using for the new methods we're trying to come up with, is to not hurt the timber, and where it'd be more incentive in it for the timber owners to let someone to turpentine, that it create more jobs in the market, yeah, it'd be a better quality than they're getting from overseas.
You said there's a market for your product, you just may not have a place to produce it.
There's nobody processing it. Only one processor now in the United States. In the 20s and 30s, they had hundreds of places. I'd say thousands all over the southern states.